Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. You know, life throws a lot at us. Deadlines, relationships, unexpected curveballs. Sometimes it feels like we're constantly battling an inner storm of emotions, right? Well, today we're diving into something powerful. Developing emotional intelligence through mindfulness. And trust me, this isn't some fluffy self-help concept. Emotional intelligence is your superpower, the ability to understand and manage your own emotions, while also recognizing and responding effectively to the emotions of others. It's what separates us from the chaos and allows us to navigate life with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of badassery. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to boost your emotional intelligence through mindfulness. Number 1. Self-awareness is your foundation. Ever notice how you react differently in different situations? Sometimes you're calm as a cucumber. Other times you're feeling like you're on the verge of exploding. That's self-awareness in action. It's about understanding your triggers, recognizing your emotional patterns, and becoming aware of how your emotions influence your thoughts and actions. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet without first identifying where the leak is coming from, right? Same goes for your emotions. Mindfulness helps you tune in and become the detective of your own emotional landscape. Number 2. Name that feeling. We often get caught up in the whirlwind of emotions, but putting a label on what we're feeling can be incredibly powerful. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try getting specific. Are you frustrated, disappointed, anxious, or overwhelmed? Labeling your emotions helps you understand them better and respond more effectively. It's like giving your emotions a voice, allowing you to take control instead of letting them control you. Number 3. Practice empathy, my friend. Empathy is about stepping into someone else's shoes and understanding their perspective. It doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it does mean actively listening, trying to see things from their point of view, and responding with compassion. Think about how much richer our relationships would be if we all practiced a little more empathy. Number 4. Cultivate healthy communication skills. This isn't just about saying the right words. It's about expressing yourself authentically, actively listening to others, and being open to feedback. Remember, clear communication is the foundation of strong relationships, both personal and professional. And finally, number 5. Don't forget self-care. Taking care of your emotional well-being is crucial for developing emotional intelligence. This means making time for activities that bring you joy, practicing relaxation techniques like meditation or deep breathing, and setting healthy boundaries to protect your energy. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So, fill yourself up with the good stuff. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're at work and a colleague makes a mistake that impacts a project. Instead of immediately reacting with anger or frustration, take a moment to practice mindfulness. Recognize your own emotions. Are you feeling stressed, disappointed, or maybe even a little bit jealous? Once you understand how you're feeling, you can respond more constructively. Maybe you could say something like, "I understand this is frustrating. Let's figure out how we can move forward together." Remember, emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding them, managing them effectively, and using them to build stronger relationships and lead a more fulfilling life. It's a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate the small victories along the way. So, what's one thing you can do today to boost your emotional intelligence? Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, journaling about your feelings, or actively listening to someone you care about. Take that first step. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little emotional boost, and leave us a review if you enjoyed it. And, as always, keep crushing it out there. I'll catch you in the next episode of Spartan Discipline Daily.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.